Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is the Hot Stove Summit today. And Hugh, we got some special guests this hour.
Yes, we do.
In studio with us. So today for ComboCon, we're looking for 1-2 punches. We got a 1-2 punch here. We have the High Hopes podcast. James Seltzer, Jack Fritz. James, how we doing?
Doing good, Joe. How about this? Look at the High Hopes Radio.
This is old school.
What
High Hopes Radio.
Oh, yeah, we've done this a few times.
We have. Yeah. Jack, how we doing? Are you ready for the off? Are you more ready than the Phillies?
Oh my God!
I need a rumor or something here.
First off, Joe, great to be here.
Happy you guys could do it.
I'm over the Eagles.
You're over the Eagles. Yeah,
when were you under the Eagles?
Yeah, they're 8-2.
When were you ever in?
I mean, I decided yesterday.
It's over.
I decided yesterday that I missed the Phils.
Yeah, okay.
I missed the Phils.
Just yesterday decided.
I got over the Mets series and I'm good.
Okay.
I'm back. Yeah. Yeah, we're back.
So this Eagles thing is just a distraction until spring training or the Phillies do something?
That's all Eagles season is.
Yeah. To you.
Mundane. Go about your business.
Mundane.
Get me to February. Let's see some P's and C's throwing some BP down in
Some P's and C's throwing BPs.
Yeah.
He's on fire right now.
Yeah, that's a baseball guy talking
that's good
right there.
Stuff right there.
All right, well, maybe we need a good rumor here to get everyone all revved up for the Phils.
You might not have us back after this. Might be the last time we do the hour.
You need a rumor? We might get a meeting with Juan Soto.
Well, okay, so we might. Yeah, whatever that is.
So might is so crazy, though.
It's ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. It might happen.
All right, before we get to...
It's like saying I might get her phone number.
Yeah, it might not, though. Yeah, you might not. Before we get to what we open the show with, what's your theory on the Philly-Soto thing, guys? Because it's bizarre to me that they're not really in it. Like, they might get a meeting. The Blue Jays have already had a meeting, James. Is this a matter of they're tapped out of money? Like, why aren't the Phillies at the forefront of Soto?
I think that they know they're not getting him. I honestly think that they know he's not signing here, and it's like a soft launch for the fan base. Being like, hey, you know, we're trying, but like, don't get your hopes up. Because this probably isn't going to happen.
Kind of like Yamamoto last year?
Yeah.
At the end, they told us, but it wasn't like the beginning of the offseason, Phillies Yamamoto.
Yeah, I think that they don't want to get the fan base in this kind of fervor, thinking like Soto, 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 when they don't expect to get Soto. That's my guess, anyway.
Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they're worried about WIP.
They should be.
There was a big rumor out there, we'd be starting campaigns like we sort of already have. I do think it's semi-notable that they at least put out there that they might get a meeting.
Yep.
That seems like the first time they've publicly said they'll be in. But yeah, I think that they're trying to let everyone know this probably isn't going to happen.
Yet he has said he'll take the assumption is he's going to take the biggest offer, right? Like, maybe he won't come here. Maybe they know they won't have the biggest offer. All right, so to start the show today, guys, and we're going to get to your guys, who you want this offseason, some trade ideas, and we'll dive into the Bohm thing this hour. But I threw out this idea to start the show today.
And what a bad guy, per
I know.
Usual.
Yep. Always, I'm trying to help the team. Hugh Douglas over here, Mr. Trey Turner fan, doesn't want to do this.
I just don't think that would be a smart move.
Well, I think you're wrong on this. And I think, well,
it won't be the first time.
I know. So my idea is I would dump Turner today, Jack, just to get a seat at the Soto table to clear money, even if I don't know if I'm getting him. I would dump his contract on anyone that would take him.
Without a guarantee of getting Juan Soto?
Without a guarantee.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. But
why?
I do have an idea for you.
Okay.
And I can just envision the fans outside Citizens Bank Park with white picket signs. Turner and Bohm for Trout and Rendon.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing
Turner
this
and
on
Bohm
the radio. He did this on the
for
podcast.
For Trout and Rendon. I mean, you know I'm in on the Trout thing.
But why? The guy never plays.
Wait a minute.
You want Anthony Rendon? Has anyone ever mailed it in after signing a contract more in the history of sports than that guy?
It's just an idea.
I think Jack should be open to give this idea.
Yeah. It's lyrical and it rhymes, and that's all it is.
That's the only thing it is. It is nothing else. No, I think we've gone.
It's nonsense.
I think we've gone overboard with the Trey Turner thing. I think we.
What do you mean overboard?
We've reached lunacy. You can't just get rid of him because for a possibility of not getting
no,
Juan
but
Soto.
I would get rid of him just to get rid of him.
Yeah. Thank
like,
you,
are
James.
You kidding me? If I could go back and unsign the contract, I would do it right now, today. The last 5 years, and we're not even there yet, and we're already upset with it. Are you kidding me?
Like, we have
nine
to go.
The last 5 years, last 6 years, the last 7 years of this contract could be the worst contract in baseball. Like, I would, if I could magically, like, boom, undone, I would do it right now, whether or not I even had a chance at Soto. Like, immediately.
You know what? I got a question because Alex Bregman's name was thrown around quite a bit. What happened with that? Because it kind of feel like it kind of cooled off a little bit.
Well, he's still out there. I mean, Scott Boras saying he's going to get he's looking for 11 years, $300 million. Like, out. See ya. I mean, it's nonsense. It's just crazy town.
Listen, he's going to sign
He should get three times less. If he gets over $100 million, he'll be like, okay, that's fine.
It feels like half is what he should get.
Less than half. Are you kidding me? He's not getting $180 million. Alex Bregman at 30 or 31?
Well, he's not getting $350. He'll probably get $170.
That's a mistake. I wouldn't give him 170. 170?
What are we
just had
do?
The worst year of his career. Like, a down
up.
Year. He's 30 years old. I love Alex Bregman. There has been
fit this timeline, this team.
Yeah, I think he makes a ton of sense for this team. But you can't get Alex Bregman right now? I mean, $30 million a year or something like that? 35
it's a
year
lot.
For 7 years or something? I mean, I think that'll be insanity. It'd be insanity.
Let's circle back to the Turner thing. Jack, you think we're being too hard? It's gone too far. What are we doing here with this guy? Because if they
you're trotting him out at shortstop for the
my
next
God.
Year.
Great.
And
oh my
then
God.
We're moving him to either center or left field or second base.
Terrific.
Yes.
This is awesome.
So you're 295.
You're going to pay a $300 million second baseman. What a signing.
There's no way they could trot him out for another year at shortstop with a straight face.
I mean, they're gonna.
I agree, but they're gonna.
Who's playing shortstop?
Stott.
He's not a good defensive shortstop either way.
Well, he's better than Turner.
That's debatable. Dude, Bryson Stott's not a good defensive shortstop either. What are we talking
about? But Trey Turner's bad at shortstop.
I get it. He did heat up the last 3 weeks of the season.
Oh my God.
I got Jack Douglas over here.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I mean, looking at the numbers, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
And then what did he do in the playoffs? He stunk.
But everybody stunk in the playoffs,
though. But he wasn't remorseful about it. He came out, he's like, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to chase, but you know what? I get up there and the juices are flowing. I just can't help it. Are you kidding me, dude?
He was caught in the moment.
Guess what? He's going
to... What embarrassment.
You sign Bregman, you bat him fifth. You get a really good fifth hitter, a really good sixth hitter.
But I got to get him off shortstop.
How much money are you giving Bregman?
I'm giving Bregman $150 million.
At 30? So the 2028 Phillies are going to be the worst team in the history of baseball. The 2029 Phillies. We're going to do it again. We're going to have three contracts where we're giving guys $40 million in their late 30s? Like, that seems crazy to me.
Well, would you rather trade the prospects so you have nothing come out through the system?
I'd rather trade prospects than sign Alex Bregman to 7 years, $180 million or whatever it be.
I want to give Juan Soto a blank check.
I would do that in a second.
Guess what? No matter what you sign him to or what you offer him, it's coming out that Cohen wants to go $50 million above whatever any team offers.
I thought the owner here said it doesn't matter how much you spend. It's about what people remember you to do.
He did.
Go win. Go get Juan Soto.
You're right. He said that. He said, what did the 1927 Yankees cost? Does anyone talk about that? No, because they're an all-time great team. Now, to be fair to John Middleton, he has spent a lot of money. And Steve Cohen, like it or not, is like five times richer. Like, Steve Cohen is worth like $20 billion or whatever, $18 billion, whatever the number is. He is exponentially richer than every other owner in the sport. So at a certain point, like, he can just spend more money. Like, and that might be a reality of the situation where I get it. Just sign him. At a certain point, you do have to stop. So I think John Middleton's done everything he can. I'm not going to rip the guy. But I agree. Like, if you're going to say that, put a lot of money on the table for Juan Soto.
Well, then I think it's fair to say maybe they're tapped out of money. Well, then you got to trade someone to clear up money to sign good players. Like,
they're tapped out of money. It's if it gets to over what?
They don't want to spend the money.
Sure.
Then it's an $80 million tax on top of the Soto contract.
They may have to look to dump someone, if not Turner, Castellanos, Schwarber.
Listen, if you could dump Turner and guarantee me you're getting Soto, then I would dump Turner and guarantee to get Juan Soto. But I don't know how you're making the Phillies better next year by not having Trey Turner on the team.
Well, you could reinvest the $250 left in another player.
Who's the other player?
Or
three
multiple,
players. I don't know.
Exactly,
yeah.
Multiple players. Like, you know. Sign multiple guys.
All right, we'll get back to this. Jack and James are going to give us a couple players they want this offseason. First, let's grab a phone call. Gary in Vineland's up. Hey, Gary.
Do you need me to go pick Joe Burrow up? I'm sorry, I was in and out of the car.
Yeah, so
Joe Burrow.
Well, so we were
Joe
trying to.
Burrow.
Yeah, so before the break, we
getting a quarterback here.
Well, so we were doing a little bit of like a thought exercise on what dumping Turner.
I like that name of it. Thought exercise.
For dumping Turner for Soto would be like Eagles wise. Hugh kind of went there, and then we came up with I said, what would Howie do? And I said, if Howie could go get Burrow and dump Hurts, he would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
and how did people
handle Hugh said
one?
No, by the way.
Well,
Hugh
no, didn't I don't want. Think so.
Really?
So.
You went to Joe Burrow?
No, because I think their career arc is about the same.
Hurts
to be
three
totally
firsts
honest.
For
I think
Joe
his career
Burrow.
Arc, their career arc is about the same.
Burrow would be the MVP the on this team right now.
Who was closer to being MVP in the Super Bowl, him or Jalen?
Who cares?
No, I'm not. That's not. We're talking about career arcs.
No, we're talking about right now.
Because if you look at who is getting their team back to the playoffs this year?
Oh, come on. What? Burrow's defense is horrendous.
Ah, they ain't got
nothing
to do with
it. It's not Burrow's fault.
If you put Jalen on the Bengals, they don't have any more than 4 or 5 wins. I mean, come on.
They only got like 4 wins now.
That's what I mean. Like, he wouldn't do anything more than Burrow.
We'd be putting up 40 a game with Burrow here.
See, I don't believe that.
You think the Bengals
would... I think their career arc is about the same.
If we had Burrow, what would our record be? I think it'd be undefeated.
No, I don't think we'd be undefeated.
Close.
Close. I think... With all these weapons?
I'd take Burrow.
No, I think I'm going to stick with Jalen.
All right, Gary, what are you thinking on this Turner thing?
I mean, if there's an offer and we could unload him, he just, like Seltzer was saying, it's just such a disappointment with that comment. You know, unless Jack could get another standing ovation for him, we
had
can
nothing
turn
to
around.
Do with it.
Yeah, we might need that to fix this contract because this is a mess.
Great. Greg, it's a good spot to be in.
Sounds like the appetite
just
for another
one more
ovation, yeah.
Guys. We got this. The next one will get it done.
Something tells me if we tried that again, it wouldn't work.
That was a one-time thing. It's over.
Yep. Go ahead, Gary.
You don't know unless you try.
All right. Yep.
So, Gary, would you do it? Would you dump Trey to get a seat at the Soto table?
I think the comment he made when his wife said that doesn't want to spend that much money for a player. I think that was the hey guys, we're not in on this.
The Middleton quote you're talking about, his wife referenced like $750 million. You might be right. There's obviously something going on that they're not really involved in this. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? A 1-2 punch.
About Batman and Robin.
Oh, that's a big answer.
That is a really big one, Gary.
Oh, it's Mount Rushmore. Some would say.
I don't appreciate you ripping on side topics. This guy over here. And they do them in the afternoons. They do side topics. And he's like, oh.
Wait, no, what do you call it? Next question.
Next question.
Yeah,
next
exactly.
They used to call it the morning show side topic.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, but I think that can be
pass the buck.
They were like, oh, we're going to make fun of it, but we're going to do it because it's great.
No.
So, yeah.
Did the morning show side topic confuse the audience? Because it sounded like it was the morning show side topic.
It did. Hey, not all bits work.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Happens all the time. We had change in the fly. It's all right.
You got to adjust. Well, I mean, Hugh took him out Rushmore off the board right away. We were trying to set the whole thing up.
Oh,
which one?
Jack and Coke.
I did.
It was a good one.
Yeah, somebody got mad at me about that. But there's some more. Just think outside the box.
Oh, there's so many. I mean, there's
I got a bunch of these in my head right now.
So many great answers.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie with an A in the title?
I don't know.
There's lots of movies with an A in the title. Shawshank Redemption.
It was an A.
Well,
Shawshank.
Yeah, it's got multiple A's.
Like A
you mean? I thought you meant like A was the first.
He didn't say A to first. I think it might have meant it.
Well,
but
as any good side topic, you got to put it out there
that's
the right way.
That's why I took advantage of what he said. The Godfather. There's an A in that. There you go.
Oh, actually, so he screwed it up.
He did it intentionally. All right. Before we go back to the phones here, so obviously the Soto thing is the biggest thing till something happens. But I need from each of you a name. Like, what do you want the Phillies? So Jack, give me a name, whether it's a free agent or a trade. Lay it out. Give me something you want to happen this offseason.
Mike Soroka.
Yeah, Mike Soroka. That's the number one seed. Turner and Bowman, Trout and Rendon. A whole bunch of good ideas.
Okay, Mike Soroka, the reliever on the worst team in history.
Yeah. Again, lead page of Baseball Savant, how an 0-10 reliever could change the market.
It's a good article.
I want people who said it first? But do you want my trade right now?
Give me a trade.
All right. So I'm going to get Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet, I think.
Oh, what a outside the box name that no one's talking about. Thank you for that.
What do you want me to do? It's a force multiplier. I think I use that term right.
You have no idea if you used it right.
No idea.
He makes everything better just by his presence.
Like obviously,
force multiplier.
Thank you. Him in the rotation with Wheeler, with Nola, and with Chris Sanchez and then Andrew Painter eventually coming. Like I think this turns that rotation right into where it was in 2011. And at some point, we can't let the Dodgers get every good player. It's beyond annoying. So they're in on him. The Red Sox are in on him. The Mets are in on Crochet. Like just go get Garrett Crochet. If you don't want to spend a ton of money on Juan Soto, you don't want to go spend money on Alex Bregman because obviously there's some concern there. The one way to make this team obviously better would be to go get Garrett Crochet. So I'm trading Bohm as a part of this deal, which is sexy. Who loves that? I'm putting Taiwan in the deal.
Oh, I can see the White Sox saying, they're like, stop there.
Hold on.
There's more.
Easy. Crawford, Caba, and
You're giving up a lot here.
And then Iverson Castellano, who's my boy, and hopefully they protect him in the Rule 5 draft. You want to break that down today? For Garrett Crochet, and I'm taking back the Andrew Benintendi contract.
All right, so we're not giving up Painter or Aiden Miller.
No, untouchable for me. Personally.
All right, let me ask you this, because I liked your trade.
Would you take back Benintendi?
Yeah, I would.
He sure?
Well, what would you
rather? He's paid through 2027.
I know, he's terrible. I know.
He got hot at the end of that.
Biggest contract the White Sox have ever given out.
That says a lot about the Chicago
crazy?
White Sox. It really does.
It was like, $70 million or something? It's the biggest contract they've ever given.
Ever
in their history. It's crazy.
Are you willing to lose Crochet if you don't give up Painter or Miller? Because if the Red Sox top it, or the Mets top it, or the Dodgers top it, like, how much do you want him?
I want him pretty bad. So if push comes to shove, I guess I put Aiden in the deal.
What?
But he's your guy. You guys went to the game.
What?
The
we just had him on the podcast. Are you serious?
What? Well, I don't know what you to do.
Aiden, I would never do that to you. I just want you to know that.
I don't know what you mean to do. We got to find some way to get better.
Why do you need a certain pitcher? Like, why? Like, it'd be fine. Like, I'm not going to fight it. But when you look at this Phillies team, you're really like, oh, need more starting pitching. No, that's not the biggest need with this team.
Of course not the biggest need of this team. But it's the biggest difference maker on the market.
It might be. He might be the best player they can acquire.
They're kind of stuck. We've talked about this.
Great.
They're pretty much stuck unless they make some kind of big move. And I think Crochet's the only one that's outside of a crazy trade that's coming out of nowhere. I mean, there's just no, like, who's the position player that's getting traded this offseason?
Trout?
Yeah, awesome.
Can I ask if anyone has a red flag on Crochet after what happened last year? Huber, he was the one that was on the White Sox.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to be traded or go and pitch. He wouldn't pitch in the playoffs if he got traded. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I do remember
Unless he got a contract extension. I don't know, man. Like, I wonder about that.
Don't love it.
I don't love that.
Don't
that feels
love
like
it.
A me guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good pitcher, James.
Sure,
I mean,
but he's also 1 year of success. It's not like this is some, you know, lockdown. This guy's going to be great for the next decade. Like, he might be, but I don't think it's a sure thing.
He might also have injuries a lot.
Yeah.
Hugh, does that bother you?
It's more like he, to be in a situation where you know, you have 1 good year pitching. And you want to get paid. I don't have a problem with anybody trying to get paid in that one season.
Could
definitely
you
don't
imagine
have a problem
if he was here, though, and he sat
out
the playoffs?
No.
Oh, yeah, they would kill him for
money.
That.
No.
They would definitely kill him
for that.
That's
not going to be a thing, because they're going to pay him.
So,
I know, but it's like the mentality of it.
So then you're giving up pieces and money.
Well, it's the way it was said. It was brought up. And the way, you know, when he said it, that's what people got upset about. You can't say that. You can't verbalize that. And that's what it was. He verbalized it.
All right. I would do the deal that Jack threw out there. I would say yes.
That's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, well, listen, you're going to have to find a replacement for Bohm, but it seems like Bohm's on his way out. And, I mean, listen, if you want to get real crazy, you could definitely take Arenado after that.
He's got a lot of money left, too, doesn't he?
He might be cooked, too.
We're really putting the Middleton spending money thing to the test here.
You're boxing me into a corner here. I'm trying to find a way out of this thing, but there's no like obvious trade out there.
There isn't. I mean, they keep getting connected to Crochet. All right, James, who's your guy? Give us a guy this offseason, not named Crochet or Soto, you want here.
I need a closer. I'm tired of this.
You're so WIP.
Tired of this back end of
lockdown
the bullpen.
Lockdown closer.
Like, we just saw it. Honestly, the bullpen arguably as big a reason as anything that they lost that series out of nowhere. I'm trading Bohm to the Mariners for Andrés Muñoz. Still got 3 years of control. Jack just thinks it's impossible. It's not going to happen. But
who's not doing it? The Phillies?
The Mariners would never do that.
Oh, probably not. But
they might. I mean, they've already attached to Bohm. You'd obviously have to give up a prospect. I'd probably include like Caba or someone like that in the deal and get something else back. But I need a closer, whether it's Munoz, whether it's someone like that. Like, go out and get a dude who I can give the ball to at the end of the game, lock it down. Like, I'm tired of this mix and match stuff. Like, I get it. It can work. We've seen teams make it work. But we've done this for the last few years, and it just keeps coming back at the end of the day to bite us. Like, I need a dude at the end of the game. I'm going to get a closer.
So I'm never in the thought that you have to have one. It does make the manager's job easier. I mean, Topper's had some struggles in the playoffs.
Well, that Topper's part of that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it would make his job easier, right? If he knows one guy's the ninth, then he only has to mix and match the other spot instead of mixing and matching everyone and trying to find his way down the end of the game.
Well, I mean, the problem with the postseason last year was more the fifth, sixth than it was the ninth.
I mean, every button he pushed didn't work.
It was
and
all
that's
bad.
Ultimately
it didn't
on
matter
there.
Who it was, yeah.
But in past postseasons, it hasn't worked, right? He didn't know where to put Kimbrel in, and he tried him, and then he stunk, and then the Alvarado blow up in 22.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, you need a closer?
You're going to get Kenley Jansen. That's your big closer is going to be.
How old is this team going to be
next year? You're really depressing me today,
but again,
Jack.
Like, how much?
I know. I need this team to win the World Series
He started it by saying how he's, like, so ready for Phillies, like, off season. Let's go. And then he's like, Well, you know, not much we could do here.
I'm getting ripped for going and getting a top five starting pitcher, and the big move's a freaking closer.
Top five? You think Garrett Crochet's
going to be a top five starter?
Hold on. Let's.
Whoa. Hold, you really think he's going to be a top five starter in baseball next year?
Let's write it down.
He already was.
I didn't realize you were that high.
Wheeler.
I mean, that's really high.
Wheeler's still a top five?
Yeah, Corbin Burns, Wheeler.
I would take Crochet over Burns.
Really?
Dude, Burns isn't striking anyone out anymore.
Or Skeens. Skeens is top five.
Yeah, Skeens definitely. But he almost won the Cy Young, Burns.
He really cooled off in the second half. And he isn't striking anyone out anymore. Cole.
He didn't have a great year. But
I mean,
right,
Burns
Cole.
Was better than Cole this year.
Sasaki?
Maybe,
I think Sasaki's the best pitcher on the planet.
Oh, when you mentioned Scooble. Scooble's obviously top five.
Absolutely, I think
Scooble and Crochet are the best lefties in baseball.
Woo. Wow, this is bold. I didn't realize you liked him this much.
I do.
Wow.
And you're going to pay him because he's going to want a contract.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, or else he won't pitch in the playoffs. Or else he won't pitch in the playoffs for you. So that's great.
He's going to be thrown around.
If we're thinking about stories that do help the storyline on WIP, Garrett Crochet coming here and not participating in the playoffs would be an all-time WIP moment. It would be insanity. I could imagine. Let's grab a phone call here. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy trade day, a.k.a. take out the trash bag.
Wow.
A.k.a. every 6 months on the Midday Show. What's up, Chris?
Mm-hmm. You go from one bad take to another. From defense doesn't matter to now we're keeping trade. You know, so
that is not a bad take. He played well the last 2 months of the season.
He's a disaster. It's just
295 last year.
Hugh, I'm not climbing board and taking a ride on the trash truck with you. You're all alone on this one, all right? And hey, Joe, please, and Joe and Kyle, please introduce James and Jack to Do Nothing Douglas, okay? Because that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah,
today.
I don't know if you guys know.
What do you mean?
We're
going to
have a bracket of hues for March Madness because
every day
we get a different hue. It's like, you know, Do Nothing Douglas is when he wants to sit on his hands and not make the team better. There's all the different hues we get.
I like plant-based hue.
Plant-based hue, he's a number one seed. I mean, that's probably going to win the whole thing.
Listen, y'all ain't about to turn this on me. That was a strong take. You don't trade a guy who was hitting that way he was hitting the last 2 months of the season.
Sure you do. What would Howie do is what I have for you.
He definitely wouldn't trade for Joe Burrow.
How'd he do
definitely
yes,
trade.
He would.
He definitely wouldn't take Joe Burrow.
Well, if he has eyes, he would, yeah.
Playoffs. How'd he do?
They have the same record. Their record is, if their career arcs are the same, this is the hill that I choose to die on.
Yeah, you're going to die because Burrow's better than Hurts. Go ahead.
I have an agenda.
You told him he's going to die?
On the hill. They die on the hill.
The take.
The show turned dark.
You're going to die. Go ahead, Chris.
So here's what I got. I want to stop with the cancer in the locker room nonsense from these callers calling in. You know what? So here's the deal. You know what I'd love to include in the tray? I'd love to include Stubbs in the tray, okay? Get rid of all the
man.
Vibes.
So much value there.
All the vibes. The vibes are gone.
I want results, okay? And you know what? I would trade Trey Turner right now for an old bag of balls, and stale chips, okay? He stinks. He's an error machine. His hitting is putrid. He chases balls. He's high strikeout. He sulks and mopes. And you know what? Here's the thing. All the vibes people calling in, I don't hear anything about the vibes of Trey Turner, okay? This guy refuses to change positions. He's not a team-first guy because he's very selfish because he doesn't want to help the team. He is all about himself. That's what a bad vibes guy looks like. You have one in Trey Turner, okay? And you know what? I'm all on for Juan. Pay whatever Juan wants. Sell out for Soto. And you know what, guys? Because we're on the Phillies, I'm going to leave you out the door with the best Philly combo in history. That is 1-2 punch of Chase Utley and Ryan Howard.
It's a great one. Have a good day. Chris, we appreciate it. It's a great one.
For Jimmy.
I know you would think Jimmy and Chase would go together.
I actually don't think that can be an acceptable answer. I think it's three or even four. I think it's better as an answer as four if you include Cole than to just knock one out and make it a duo. I don't think it can be
thinking of the lineup because he hit in front of him.
I guess.
Yeah, but I would think more double play combo.
I would too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's a good answer, actually. No offense, Chris.
All right, Chris. You're not going to win on that
trio.
One.
Trio.
It's a trio. It would be a great trio.
But
exactly.
Then you would need to throw Cole in there. You can't leave Cole out.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's more a foursome than a duo.
I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
And Chris thought he had it, too. He thought he had it. 215-592-9494.
We're on the radio.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm good.
All right, coming up next. Latest on the Phillies offseason plans. The High Hopes guys are with us. Garrett Crush and potential Alec Bohm trades. Are we all done with Bohm? We'll discuss it next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you got the shopping list started, move Hatfield Port to the top of your list. You may be wondering, what about the turkey, Hugh? What about the turkey? Turkey's over. It's time for something different. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield's variety of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all the main dishes contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork.